Dean. Well, as Dean has led us and reminded us of how majestic and how awesome God is, we're going to sing to his glory from the Psalter, from 103, and we'll use the tune "Before the Throne of God Above." Let's stand to sing. Let's put our hands together, we'll close our eyes, and we'll talk to our Heavenly Father again. Let's pray. Oh Lord, how great is your love to us. Lord, as high as the heavens above the earth. Oh Lord, so great your love to each of us. Oh Lord, we thank you for supplying our greatest need. Lord, that of the forgiveness of our sins, that we could be made right with you through Jesus Christ. We truly have, each one of us, from the Lord, the youngest to the oldest, a new song on our lips, a hymn to praise you, of Christ Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, our friend, our great King. And Lord, we pray that all we do here would honor and glorify him. Lord, we thank you for our young people. We thank you for the children. Lord, for our teenagers. Lord, we thank you that we have opportunity week upon week to minister with them, to, Lord, help them and teach them, Lord, of your love, of the Word of God. We pray, Lord, this service, as we, Lord, open Scripture, that you would speak to us even today. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Now, boys and girls, do you want to get up? Let's kind of assemble here. Phoebe, you come over here. Come over here. I think we're going to pray again, so let's close our eyes and the little ones will help lead us in prayer. Let's close our eyes and we'll talk to God.
Dear God in heaven, thank you for this wonderful world.
Yes, you for
Son's name, Jesus.
Thank you for our Father.
Help us today to pray you.
Help us today to learn more about you.
Help us to be more like Jesus.
Help any who are sick and not with us.
All of us. In your Son's name we pray. Amen, everybody. Amen. Well done, little ones. Now, I think we're going to sing, isn't it two we're going to sing?
Yeah.
Yeah, two songs we're going to sing. You know, the first song, boys and girls, that we're going to sing, Be Bold. Actually, we've been learning about the story of Joshua. And this song is taken from the end of Deuteronomy and the start of Joshua. Be bold, be strong, for the Lord your God is with you. So let's stand. One we're going to sing, Our God is a great big
God.
Now remind me, is he higher than a submarine?
No.
Or is he deeper than a skyscraper?
No.
Right, well, and he's deeper than a submarine. Well, we know this one. When we sing out, let's sing it out for everybody, and we'll do the actions as well. That was excellent. Oh dear. Well done, little ones. Well done. Now, where are we? Yes, we're all going to sing now. Well, you guys have sung for us and led us along in worship. Now everybody's going to sing. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus. Let's stand and sing.
Thank you.
That was beautiful singing, everybody. Now I'm going to invite up Rebecca to read for us from the passage that we're going to be thinking about a little bit later. We've been thinking about in Sunday school, people Jesus met. And from Mark 2 and 1 to 12, we find another person whom Jesus met. Rebecca.
And when he returned to Capernaum after some days, it was reported that he was at home, and many were gathered together so that there were no more room, not even at the door. And he had preaching the word to them. And they had four men, and when they could not get near him because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him, and when they had made an opening, they let down the bed on which the paralytic lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, of your sins are forgiven." Now some of the scribes were sitting there questioning in their hearts, "Why does this man speak like that? He is blessing. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" And immediately Jesus, perceiving the spirit of thus questioned within themselves, said to them, "Why do you question these things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or say, 'Rise, take your bed and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, 'I say to you, rise, pick up your bed and go home.' And he rose and immediately picked up his bed and went out before them all. So that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, "We have never saw anything like this."
Amen. Thank you, Rebecca. And we're going to think about what Rebecca just read for us from Mark 2 in a little moment's time. But first, we're going to sing "What Love Could Remember." What love could remember? Let's stand.
Thank you.
pray before we come to think about our passage that we're thinking about this morning. Let's pray. Lord, as we've just sung, our sins are many, but your mercy is more. Lord, we thank you for the beautiful truth of the gospel, and Lord, for all the people that Jesus met and that we hear record of in the gospels. Lord, we thank you that indeed the Lord Jesus Christ can meet with us today. Father, tell us and meet with us, meet our greatest need, that of our sins forgiven. Lord, we pray that you would speak to us today. Speak to us in a way even, Lord, that the simplest child could believe and understand. We thank you, Lord, for the clarity of your word. Lord, we pray for those here and listening that by your Spirit you would take and apply your word. In Christ's name, amen. Now, boys and girls. So at Sunday school, don't we always sing some songs at the start? Or maybe we sing them at the end. There's definitely some songs along. We always ask how your week has gone. And then we love to open up our Bibles and hear little stories, hear true stories. What all the things have we done? We've done about Moses, didn't we? And we've done about Joshua. And what else have we done? Anything else? Where's our latest book? We've been doing people Jesus met. Can anybody remember any people that Jesus met? Yes, Joshua, quickly. Yep, that was one of the ones. That was one of the last stories. Zacchaeus, that's right, Ruby, yeah. Zacchaeus. Where was Zacchaeus? Was he up a tree? Yes. Anybody else remember anyone else? The woman at the well as well. Do you remember that one? Oh, you said that one already, son. I see that. What about, who was one of the first ones that we did? Jesus was baptized. Who was that person? Yes, John the Baptist. Yes. Well, this morning, we're going to do one more person that Jesus met. And Rebecca read it out for us from Mark 2. And it was a man who was paralyzed. He couldn't walk. Now, before we get to that, let's see. And they're going to need some help here. I've got some food with me. And what I want us to do, okay, we're going to rank it from that which we most need to that which we most want. Okay, so, right, let's see. I'm going to put them out and then you guys can come up. Let's see. So we've got, there's some Coke. We've got pasta. We've got some ham here. Apples. Right. Jammy Dodgers. Percy Pigs. A Twix. And a Chomp as well. Right. Do you just want to come up and come on all up. Yeah, that's fine. Come on. Right. Okay. Stuff that we most need over here and stuff that we most want over here. Right, Phoebe, what do you think? Where's the Percy Pigs? They're of no nutritional value whatsoever. So maybe we'll put them there. Where do you think the water goes, guys? Yeah, Joe, you're right. What about milk? Where would we put the milk? I'd put the milk. We need milk for protein, don't we? What do you think, Lara? Put that there. Right, Anna, what do you think about those Pringles? Where would they go? Do we most need those? okay, maybe we'll put it in the middle. Okay, Emma, what about the apples? Oh, yeah, do we need fruit? Yeah, okay, we most need that. What about my tin of Pepsi? Link, what do you think about that? Oh, you've got the fruit shoot. Where does that rank? Does it go with? Yeah, that's most need, most want. Oh, and the Pepsi too down there. What about the Jammy Dodgers? Oh, we most need those. I'm going to put them in the middle because they're not that bad for you, really. The ham link. What do you think about the ham? Yeah, put the ham up there. And the Chomp and the Twix. What do you think, Ruby? You got the Percy Pig. Yeah, put them down there then. Okay. All right, take a seat. So we've got... the pasta. Oh, Lara, how do we forget about the pasta? Where does it go? Probably up here. Yeah, okay, right. Soup. And one in the middle, Jammy, five, five, and one in the middle, Jammy Dodgers. Take a seat. So, things we most need can sometimes be different than things that we most want. We might most want a Percy Pig, and if we're good, we might open up them in a moment's time. But they're not what we most need, is it? There's a difference between things that we most need and things that we most want. Well, in the Bible, and in the story that we're doing this morning, God tells us about things that we most need and also things that we only just want. And God knows what we most need. And He teaches us in the story today in Mark 2 all about that. Now, let's hear in Mark 2, there was a man who was paralyzed. And the Bible tells us that, as Rebecca read it out, his friends, do you remember how many of the friends there were? Yeah, wasn't there four? That's right, there was four. And they wanted to bring their friend, who was on a stretcher, to see Jesus. And they were coming to the house where Jesus was teaching. The poor man couldn't walk, so he needed his friends to bring him. And no doubt, the man who was paralyzed had heard. Do we remember the story of the person whom Jesus met and he healed the leper, didn't he? Do you remember that one at Sunday school? Yeah. Well, no doubt, the man who was paralyzed had heard of all of the wonderful healings that Jesus was doing. And his friends and him were determined to, he really wanted to be healed. Now, how do you think they would have felt whenever they approached the house where Jesus was teaching and it was packed and they couldn't get in? How do you think they felt? Oh, do you think, were they happy? No. Do you think they were sad, Lara? Yeah, I think they were sad. They were thinking to themselves, how are we going to get in to see Jesus? Well, the verse 4 that was read out, they were determined to get their friend to see Jesus. So do you know what they did? They went to the outside of the house, and they climbed up, and they started. The roofs were flat in the time when Jesus lived, and it was very, very, in the first century, all the houses had flat roofs. They weren't roofs like our roofs. Our roofs all have kind of points on them, and they've got slates and lots of timber and all the rest. But the roofs in Jesus' time, well, they were with straw and mud, and you could get up onto the roof, and you could make a hole. What do you think would have been the reaction? All the people were listening to how Jesus was opening up the Word of God and explaining it to the people. And how do you think all the people in the house would have felt whenever they saw the roof opening? Do you think they would have been shocked? Yeah, they'd have been scared a little bit, I think they'd have heard this rustling, wouldn't they? And they'd be thinking, what's happening? Jesus, of course, knew what was happening, didn't he? Jesus knows all things. So they start to lower the man down through the open roof, down to where Jesus was and the crowd. And imagine how happy his friends, the paralyzed man's friends, would have been. They had been so excited. Their friend was going to get what he wanted. Their friend was going to get to see Jesus. And Jesus was going to heal him. This man desperately wanted to be healed. But what was the first thing? Does anybody remember? The first thing in verse 5 that Jesus did whenever that man was lowered down and was up at his feet, the first thing that Jesus did, he forgave his sins. That wasn't what the man wanted. What did the man want? He wanted to be healed, didn't he? But Jesus knew what the man needed. What the man needed. He forgave his sins. How do you think his friends would have reacted after making all that effort to carry him, opening up the hole in the roof, lowering him down? His friends might have been a bit puzzled, wouldn't they? They'd have been thinking, why did Jesus do this? Well, the reason why, boys and girls, that Jesus did this was because the Lord God knows what our deepest need is. What we need more than anything else. The man needed forgiveness. Jesus was taking care of the most important need. The most important need is to be right with God. You see, our sins, aren't they? We've learned a little bit about that in Sunday school, and I'm sure the grown-ups know a little bit more about that as well. Our sins, those wrong things that we do against our Heavenly Father, even our thoughts, even inside us, we are enemies of God. And our greatest need is for that to be dealt with, for that to be fixed, for that to be put right, to be made right with God, so that we're no longer cut off from Him. Now imagine how surprised everybody was whenever Jesus said, your sins are forgiven. And no more so as we heard read out. You see, there were those people who were in the room who were listening to Jesus teach, who were teachers of the law. And they were sitting, listening and watching. And they weren't listening friendly to Jesus. You know the way you're listening now to me, and you're listening well. Well, they were not listening well. They were listening to see if Jesus would make a mistake. They were listening to trip Jesus up, these Pharisees and teachers of the law. And they were so angry about how popular Jesus was, how Jesus was finding ways to teach to so many people and demonstrating his authority. Well, whenever Jesus said, your sins are forgiven, suddenly they thought, aha, we have him. We have him. Because they thought, and they were right when they said it, only God can forgive sins. Only God can forgive sins. And here, Jesus was telling this man his greatest need. He was meeting it. He was forgiven his sins. And they thought, how can Jesus do that? Well, of course, it is true that only God can forgive sins. But Jesus was God's own son, and he had authority. He had the power. The religious leaders, these people who are listening to Jesus but not really wanting to listen, sometimes we can be a little bit like that. We hear about Jesus and we don't really want to listen. We don't really want to recognize his authority. We don't really want to recognize what he can do in our lives and what he has done. And how we must receive him. Well, they challenged. They were challenged by this. Well, what was the next thing then Jesus did? With his authority, and to prove his authority, he healed the man who was paralyzed. He told him to get up and to walk. He healed him. Wasn't that amazing? No. He proved that he was the Son of God by this. You see, it might be harder to verify that sins inside are forgiven, but nobody could deny that here this man got up and walked. He proved his authority. He was the Son of God, wasn't he? But that was only after he forgave his sins. Imagine how the man's life was all changed that whole afternoon. Not only did he get what he wanted, but he also got what he needed. What he really needed, the forgiveness of sins. You know, boys and girls, sometimes, and grown-ups too, and teenagers, sometimes we think we know what we need, what we want. We think we know what we want. And it doesn't matter if we're young or old. The Bible tells us what we need, what we need. And Jesus knew this man. And he knew what he needed above everything else. And he knows you. And he knows me. He knows even the hairs of my head. He knows us completely. And he knows what we need beyond anything else in this whole world is to be made right with our Heavenly Father, to receive forgiveness of sins. Well, how do we get that? It's okay saying that, but how do we get that? How do we get that from the back of the church to the front of the church? How are we to receive that forgiveness? Well, the Bible tells us, if we believe in our hearts, confess with our lips, that Jesus is Lord, then we have one who will enter into our hearts. when we say sorry for our sins, whenever we believe that he died for our sins and rose again for our new life, he wonderfully forgives us from all of our wrongdoing. Boys and girls, are you trusting? This is something we talk to you an awful lot about at Sunday school. And something we talk to the grown-ups as well, and we can ask them as well. Are we trusting in God for the forgiveness of sins? It's our greatest and deepest need here this morning. And it's a need that's been met by the Lord Jesus Christ. He came, didn't he? He was born of the Virgin Mary. And he lived, a perfect life, didn't he? And he went to that cross for your sin and for mine. And he rose again that we might have new life. And as we confess with our lips and ask the Lord Jesus in our hearts, as we say sorry for our sins, as we follow him, well, we have new life and new life to the full. Have you received the forgiveness of sins and life eternal? We pray that you have and that you've met him. And pray that God blesses you with all those other things that you need as well. Let's pray, shall we? Let's pray. You've listened really, really well. Everybody's listened well, haven't they? They've been super quiet the whole way through. So let's close our eyes and we'll talk to God. Let's pray. Oh, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for, Lord, the chance to sit together as young, as old, Lord, and hear of the wonderful old story of the gospel, of the Lord Jesus Christ, who comes, who dies for us, who rises again, and bids us to follow him. Oh, Father, we pray for the little ones that, Lord, from a young age, they would receive that greatest need met in Christ, that they would know the forgiveness of sins and that new life of obedience to him. And Father, we pray for those who are older here this morning, perhaps have heard this message from the time whenever they were the same age as the little ones at the front. And as yet, O Lord, they have not had their most greatest need met. O Lord, we pray even through the simple teaching to children, yet, Lord, they would hear this morning of their need of a Savior, their need of the Lord Jesus Christ, their need to submit to him and follow him, confessing sin and receiving new life. O Lord, we thank you for the gospel call. And Father, we pray that we would be a gospel people who would obey you, who would go on to share with others of what you've done in our lives. O Lord, we pray these things earnestly, and we pray, Lord, that we, knowing that it must be your Holy Spirit who moves among us and draws us to the life, to the fountain of life that is Christ. Lord, in intercession, we would, Lord, do pray for, Lord, our church, and we do, as we have prayed, we pray for this evening again and ask, O Lord, that you would bless those taking part, Lord, whether Elder Lex or, Lord, the presbytery, and for David Kelly as he'll bring the word this evening. We pray, Lord, that there would be that hearing and listening to that which you would say to us. And Lord, we remember those who are unwell in our church, our friends, our family. Lord, we pray particularly for those in hospital and ask, Lord, that you be gracious to them, that even, Lord, in their suffering, that they would know you as a God who is not far away but present. Lord, we thank you that for your faithfulness, for your great mercy, morning by morning, they are new. Lord, remember those who mourn and grieve. Oh, Lord, we pray for opportunities in the days ahead to minister unto them in what ways that you have set out for us. Oh, Lord, we pray about, Lord, events still to come in our church calendar, even in June. Lord, we pray for outreach opportunities at the Motors Night on Wednesday the 14th. Lord, we think of all who come along and ask for conversations and, Lord, even time under the word as we'll have food. Lord, we think of the Summer Kids Club. Lord, how good it is, and Lord, how we've been blessed in these past years with, Lord, so many who come along. Lord, we pray for the leaders and the volunteers, and Lord, that you would give us energy and opportunities even that week, and that mums and dads and grannies and grandas, Lord, would send their little ones along to us. Lord, we pray these things in the strong name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, boys and girls, we're going to end our service. We're going to sing. What's our final hymn? Ah, how could I forget? Do we know this one? Do you know this one? In My Lighthouse? No, My Lighthouse, In My Wrestling. I do know it, honest. I'm not going to do the action, so, but maybe you might try. Let's stand to sing. Okay, I will. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and evermore. Amen.